What is it, dear?
Me.
What do you mean, you?
I wish I were pretty.
Darling, you're beautiful.
I don't mean beautiful. I know I'm beautiful and I'm a very good person, but I mean, I wish I were pretty.
But honey, you are.
I mean, movie star pretty, not so beautiful, you know.
You're beautiful. You have a wonderful face and you have a smile that really means something.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I'd like to have perfect features. I wish my nose were a little
tiny. You're crazy because all the great beauties do not have perfect features. Look at Greta Garbo.
Well, you can't really compare me to Greta Garbo.
No, but I'm just saying.
She has hollows in her cheek. Well, I have a fat face.
You do not have a fat face.
I do. I have horse teeth.
Immense teeth. You have a beautiful smile. Everybody always comments on your smile, darling.
Well, that's because I'm so likable. But my smile in itself, in the abstract, is ugly.
And you have beautiful eyes.
Overbite. I have an overbite.
Honey.
I have pouches under my eyes.
Ingrid Bergman has an overbite. That's very sexy.
Yes, but Ingrid Bergman has cheekbones. She doesn't have pouches under her eyes. And she's got a beautiful face.
Darling, now you know you're beautiful. People always say how beautiful you are. Do you know, only last night... I forget even who all was there at the party, and when you went to the ladies' room, one of the girls said, "Do you know, she's beautiful.
Dear?
She's just beautiful."
That's because when I talk, my spirit pervades.
No.
The beauty that is me comes over and
spellbinds. No, you were in a very grumpy mood last night.
Even then, I have a great deal of inner beauty. It comes out and conceals the fact that I'm a mess.
You do have inner beauty. No, you're not a mess.
I am a mess. Gee, I wish you wouldn't argue with me.
Well, I don't know
what to say to you. I'm not an attractive person.
Well, then, can I say something? If you really feel that, you know, I love you the way you are. Exactly the way you are.
No.
But if it really bothers you, if you really feel that, there are things you can do, you know. Like Susie did it, for instance. If your face is too fat, you can have some back teeth out. And it gives you cheekbones, you know, because your cheeks sink in.
And then you think it's too fat.
And then there's a very simple operation.
Wait just a moment. You think I should do that? Is it too fat?
Darling, I'm not talking about me. I'm saying what you
Well, I mean, you wouldn't suggest it if you didn't think it was too fat. Fat is it is what I want to know.
I don't think it's fat at all.
Do people ever come up to you and say your wife has a fat face?
No one had... Well, of course.
I won't wonder. I won't be insulted because I'm telling you I have a fat face, you know. When I was a kid, they used to call me Fat Face. But I'm just curious if it's a thing at parties.
Well, I don't. Now, you're being ridiculous. Nobody would ever call you Fat Face, ever.
Then why do you suggest I have my teeth out?
I didn't say to have your teeth out.
I'm just asking.
I'm telling you that if you have an emotional problem about a certain roundness in your face, there
is... It is round. Oh, you're not going to tell me I don't have a round face. Honey... Look, I'm a grown person. I have a round face now, don't I?
Yes.
I didn't tell you. I am fat-faced.
I didn't say that. You have a round face. Jane Wyman has a round face.
Yeah.
Jane Withers has a round face. There are many famous round faces.
Huh?
Khrushchev. I don't think that it has anything to do with fatness. I just said that if you feel self-conscious about it, there are things that can be done.
Probably should have the teeth out. Because I've noticed of late that I'm a cross between Jane Withers and Khrushchev.